Blog Talk Radio.
Raising the bar.
We are all collectively raising the bar. And thank you for joining us. We have a spectacular show today. You know, I feel, Elite, that we've had fitness royalty on within like 3 weeks, right?
Yeah.
We had Gilad on a couple of, 3 weeks ago he was on with us. He was nice enough to join us. And today we have a guest who's been on with us before.
Second time.
Oh,
we're
honored. And we're lucky. The lovely Tammy Lee Webb is going to be joining us in a couple of seconds. And, you know, She's Raising the Bar is a different format to the show that we had prior to this. And I always say, if you're listening to us and you're saying, wow, they sound familiar, I say it's the same broader platform. This is a platform where we're spotlighting women who are pioneers in their field, in different walks. I mean, in the field of celebrity and the music industry, we're having everybody on. Spearheading the female aspect of it, but certainly we're having men on who have just been raising the bar in many senses in their lines. Yeah, in their line of work. And you know what? It's really about just, you know, people always say just, you know, it doesn't matter what you do, but just be the best at doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and if you're happy at what you're doing, and like I always say, we live like rock stars. I mean, we love what we do. And that's really where you see the benefits of you don't feel like you're working. It feels like you never work a day in your life. And that's,
mm-hmm.
and that's, it's a wonderful, wonderful place to be, and it truly is a gift. And that's why we want this show for people to listen in and maybe see their reflection in it and inspiration. And
you can always join us, too.
Yeah, and always join. I mean, and that's
join
beautiful
us in the
part.
Conversation.
Yeah, that's it. And 347-857-1867. If you want to jump on the line with us, we love the interplay. But first, before we bring on our guest, I want to introduce my lovely.
Let me get a harp out.
Oh, jeez. You know, wait until after I introduce you. On my always sitting on my left hand side.
Go ahead.
The lovely Elite
Ziegler. There we go.
There we go.
Thank you so much.
And I am Lori Towers. Let me okay, that's good.
There
that's good.
Go.
At least I get something because I mean,
you're the magic
years,
of the show.
See?
I gave you a compliment.
That's very rare. So I hope somebody has this recorded because it doesn't happen often. But usually I used to go. I used to go without any type of sound
effect. Yeah, I know. I remember.
Very sad. Very sad. But you know what? I will definitely
take that.
I'll be fine. But let me give a little intro of, now this woman is truthfully, and not because she's coming on the show, truthfully a pioneer and a trailblazer in the fitness industry. And, you know, years from now when we're all gone, she will be alongside, I think, Coco Chanel, Helena Rubinstein, Elizabeth Arden, you know what I'm saying? All the people that probably thought back in the day they weren't doing too much. They weren't doing too much.
She made a mark in the fitness
area. You know
what?
When we fast forward to years from now, you realize you did listen to this. She has sold more than 14 million videos, okay? Now, you can think about when
crazy.
This was happening. This was happening in the 80s where there wasn't these mass-produced DVDs and so on. 23 Buns of Steel titles, 4 books, 500,000 copies sold, 5 infomercials, award-winning products and accomplishments. She's a guest speaker at women's groups, which is absolutely a wonderful thing. Talk about giving back. Inducted into the Fitness Hall of Fame in 2008. This is good stuff. And you know what? She's probably so busy, and she doesn't realize
that
she's
is
done
it, stuff.
It.
It's it.
Done it. And she's on with us now.
Yes. Let me bring her on.
The lovely Tammy Lee Webb.
Welcome.
Hi,
Tammy,
guys. I am. Can you hear me?
Yes,
I hear
you.
Can you hear us?
Okay. What a wonderful introduction. I'm like, who are they talking about?
Oh,
Who are they talking about?
That really are a pioneer, though.
You know something? It's funny because we had Glad on about three weeks ago, and we asked him where he saw himself in the future and if he actually ever sat back and thought about what he did and, you know, just reflected and thought, wow, this is cool.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever have a moment where you just sit and just say, damn, you know, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. I did that.
Well, I do have some moments like that, but it's mm-hmm. usually when somebody reaches out to me and sends me a message saying the impact that I have made in their life. And it's not me personally, it's the programs that I've been able to be fortunate enough to put out there. But yeah, and then I realized, wow, I mean, because that's, to me, life is about helping others. How can we better inspire and help and, you know, be kind to each other?
Yeah, absolutely. That's I mean, I think that's the most perfect way of putting it. But, you know, that doesn't dismiss the tenacity and hard work that had to go into this. And anybody who's got a product that's trying to mass produce and trying to get their brand out knows what an undertaking it is. And the fact that you've done this for decades.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, you have to
it's
give yourself
still well
a little
known.
Paddle. Yes.
Well, the brand is definitely well known, and it's interesting because a lot of people don't really know the story of how I became the brand of Buns of Steel because I didn't come up with the name. And I'm actually in the middle of writing a book on kind of that story. And right now I'm just calling it How My Butt Became the Brand. But it's telling the stories and the lessons along the way and then a call to action for those that are looking to create their own brand because you never know. There's a saying I like to say, and it's if you want to hear God laugh, tell him your plan.
That's exactly
And so you have these visions of what it is that you're wanting to do. And so, okay, here's my game plan. I've got it written out. These are my goals. I'm going to reach this by that. And mm-hmm. and then it doesn't really happen. It doesn't really happen exactly the way that you have written it out, but it happens better than it could have ever been written by you.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
And that's the laughter part. It's like, wow, I couldn't have written it better than this.
Any better.
Worked out just perfect. Yeah.
Yeah, but and also I think the fact that you truly believed in what you were doing, and that's crucial, and the fact that you loved what you were doing, and you weren't doing it, I'm assuming, look, everybody wants to go out there and make $1 million. Everybody does. And anybody who says they don't, come on. But the fact that you enjoyed the process along the way, the bumps, you know, the ups and the downs, which is part of any success.
Well, I didn't start out saying I want to make $1 million.
Really?
That was never the intentions. The intentions was, wow, I love helping people, and this is a way to reach out and help people, and if I make some money along the way, it gives me a living. Then great. But those are just the benefits, and I think that is why people, if you're getting involved in something because of the money, it's never going to last.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because it's never about the money. It's about if you can get up every day and go, oh, my God, I'm getting paid for this?
Yeah.
Really? This is not a job.
Yeah.
No, it's not a job. It's something mm-hmm. that I love. And but, you know, as I say it, I'm in the third quarter of my life now, and mm-hmm. it's like, wow, what do I want to do now?
Yeah.
And people ask, well, are you ever going to do another fitness video?
So I guess no.
And never say never, no.
Mm-hmm.
I think that I will. It's just I haven't really gone out there to do it yet because there's so much available out there now. There's so mm-hmm. much. And there's some really great stuff that's available. And then there's tons of just
terrible
crap,
ones,
if I
yeah.
can say
yeah.
that. Yes.
Yeah.
And but that's the beauty of, you know, social media. And our responsibility is to know, to learn what is good and what isn't good. So you kind of have to sift through those. But yeah, I just lately I've been helping other entrepreneurs, influencers is what they're called,
mm-hmm.
and producing their videos and helping them get out there. And I love the production side of things.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't gone back to teaching a class yet because I broke my ankle in the end of November
mm-hmm.
and had surgery. Yeah, I had 3 breaks.
Oh, wow.
And I was on a scooter for a couple months, so it was a big eye-opening. But I'm not sure that I'm really ready to go back because there's other things that I want to do. For instance, I want to go to a yoga class. I want somebody else to teach it to me. Not
right,
that I teach yoga, but I love yoga. Yes.
Right.
I want to be a student. And I love being outdoors. And I thought, okay, I want to do something that's outdoors and different that's not going to put a lot of stress on my ankle.
Sure.
So I am getting into rowing and paddling.
Yeah, that's cool.
Because I love the water. I love seeing it, being on it. I'm not good under the water. I'm not a very good swimmer. But those are things that are just, I want to try new things, different things.
Yeah. Well, you know, I always say things happen. It's a gift in a strange package. So possibly, you know, it's, you know, you're looking into other forms of cardio, other things to do.
Which tells her to slow down and, you know. This is not your route anymore.
Yeah,
that's all.
You never know.
Yeah, but I do. I love the creative side of you know, putting a workout together. But, you know, nowadays, back when I was doing Buns of Steel, we had the mom and pop video stores.
Yeah.
We had Blockbusters.
Oh my God, yeah.
Nobody knows those anymore.
Nobody.
It's
funny.
Amazon or nothing,
movie.
Right?
We watched a movie the other day, and they walked into a Blockbuster.
That'll
and I said,
never happen.
Wow,
again.
Remember those days? You walked into a movie store, and you got a DVD or a VHS. Those days are done.
They're done.
Yeah, they're
totally
done. So, you know, pretty soon the DVDs will be obsolete.
Yeah,
and
obsolete
it'll
too.
Just be the digital
everything streamed
and the streaming.
Online.
And, mm-hmm.
Sold
yeah, absolutely. So, but what I have been thinking about in producing one, it would be more toward the active aging, more toward, you know, probably the 50 plus,
mm-hmm.
Working on the core, the balance.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't mean that it's easy.
It's
a lot
not.
Of times, yeah,
it's really
no.
not.
It's not, but I have to laugh because when you're young, you know, you've heard the term young and stupid, which is really mean, but I got to tell you, I'm starting to realize some of that is because when I was teaching, I went, we have a new Equinox in San Diego,
mm-hmm.
so they asked me to teach, and a lot of young people were coming in, and if I wasn't doing 100 burpees within the first, you know, 10 minutes, they're like, well, this is way too easy, I'm out of here.
Way too mm-hmm. easy, yeah.
Yeah, this is, what is this? This is not getting,
you know,
challenging me
yeah.
at all, and what I realize is, wow, you know, they're still, their bodies don't feel what
mm-hmm.
mine might feel, but I haven't been in this business this long not to know what's safe and effective.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So there's a lot of students getting injured. I mean, some of the biggest injuries are in, what's that? I forgot
corset?
What it's called. It's just
corset.
Yeah. What's the where they're, it's, gosh, now I just totally lost my mind.
You.
But a lot of people
you're having
are
having a senior moment.
Yeah. I know, right?
It's
but you know,
down.
Go through them all the time.
She does.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the funny thing
CrossFit.
Is.
Yeah, CrossFit. Is that what it's called? FitCore? CrossFit?
CrossFit, yeah.
Oh, yeah, CrossFit.
And you know what?
Which is real intense.
It's
very intense. It's so bad for you too.
And you know, we've gotten letters from their people, so I'm going
to
go on record as saying these are opinions, and this is coming from health professionals' opinions.
Right.
The philosophy of CrossFit is not a bad one. It's just the sequence you're doing these movements that on their own are fine. I mean, Elite and I have watched the CrossFit Olympics.
Right.
And with our mouths
yes,
open saying, oh, those joints are really going to take, in 5 years, I give it 5 years.
It's a good supplement for a different workout, but, you know, every once in a while, but not a constant workout every day. It's not good for you. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
that CrossFit is what I was trying to think of. But and to their defense, I mean, it's not that it's a bad workout. Like you said, it is one of those things where you've got to select the right one for you at the right time of your life and where you are physically.
Exactly.
And what happens is a lot of people get in there, like, they get motivated, which is awesome, and, oh, I can do this, and they're not ready for it.
No.
They're not ready for it.
Who can do a pull-up, and who can do, swings with these heavy kettlebells?
And who wants to? Why do we need that?
That's exactly right.
Thank you.
That's the problem is we are driven by our egos. A lot of people are just doing it. Mm-hmm. It's the competition of it and not thinking, well, this is not going to be good for my body because I have a neck injury, I have this, I have that. Instead of saying, the onus is on me to know better, we'll blame the brand. But, on its own, the brand is there. Use it if you want. But you should know better.
Yeah.
People should know better.
And it's really age-appropriate, too. You couldn't be like,
Right.
I know I couldn't
I
do
try
it.
I
couldn't do it.
Because,
and even though if I'm in good physical shape, I couldn't do
it.
I wouldn't do it only because I don't even want to get hurt.
No.
Yeah. No, I hear you.
it's so funny. I was going to mention Tammy Lee has wonderful form because I was on your Facebook page a couple of days ago. Now, you have to be in two categories to like this. You have to be an animal lover to understand what you
should. Right, she does those little exercises with the babies around.
Now, that's what I'm saying. Okay, so there's Tammy with the Halo trainer. Great form.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden it happens. Your baby walks in the room with a toy.
What do you do?
And it all goes to pieces.
And that's the whole thing. And you're looking and you're saying, oh, my God, you don't want to be a bad mommy. And the baby's bringing you the toy and actually hitting you on your hand with the toy. And you get that look. And I recognize the look because when I'm working out and one of mine come in, it's like, I love you. But, please don't get in the way.
Just get over the set.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah, they love to be around me when I'm working out. It's like, well, can I do that?
In
fact, the one that you saw, that's Bruno Mars, and he, when he was a puppy, I took him to agility course, and he loves anything that he can
running
jump
around.
On, or, he just loves it. He's so funny, but...
Well, you work out in your house and you're with your animals. Of course you're doing it for them.
Especially
when
you're on the floor. If you're on the floor, you're in their level.
Exactly. You're in their space.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But and the thing is, you don't want to be rude to them because what they're doing is they're just like, they're so happy that you're on their level, eye to eye. And,
and also you're
you
on social media. People will think that you're an animal hater.
And that's exactly what I was thinking. I was saying, you can't make a face.
No.
Made a face. But I said, Tammy Lee's on, and she didn't.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. Her form never suffered.
No.
Nothing. that little point going into your hand, nothing. Mm-hmm. Her form did not suffer. Speaking of, how are you? Everybody's good?
Yes, I had a little scare yesterday. Isabella Cinderella, she's my three-legged rescue girl. She is the first to be at, the feeding station. It's like, feed me, Mom, feed me. And she didn't get up, and she wouldn't walk. And so I was a little concerned, and she started to shake. And so we ran her to the hospital, and she must have pulled a back leg when she went to jump off of the stool. So now today we're going to get her those puppy stairs, where she can go up her own stairs so she doesn't have to jump at all.
Mm-hmm.
And as she's getting older, it's kind of harder on her. But
how old is she now?
Yeah. I think she's 10. She was 3, they thought, when I adopted her. And then, it was just her and I. She would travel everywhere with me. She's the best little dog. And then I'm like, we've got to expand our family. So then I got Bruno Mars, and then I adopted a kitty for my mom, but it fell in love with Bruno Mars, so we kept it. Her name's Kitty Gaga.
Oh.
And,
definitely a music.
I wish they could really sing, but
Kitty
they don't.
Kitty Gaga. Oh, cute.
Yeah, Kitty Gaga, Bruno Mars, and Isabella Cinderella. So.
Yeah,
they keep
Isabella
me busy.
Isabella Cinderella? Come here, Isabella. How do you
no,
keep calling
No, we call
them?
Her Izzy for short.
Oh, okay.
And lately, we call her the boss because she's pretty bossy.
Boss, yeah.
But she earned it.
Yeah.
She heard
it.
I mean, there's nothing worse than taking your.
I mean, you know, I always say, being a non-parent, anytime I've had to take my animals to emergency or anything like that, I always think to myself, how do parents do it with a baby that has 140
degrees?
You just have to go at 3 o'clock in the morning with your heart and your throat.
Yeah,
and
it's your baby. You go and you got to do what you got to do.
And it's done. We're fortunate not to have to do it often. That's the truth.
Yeah. Hey, I have a question for you girls.
Sure.
So what is your number one go-to exercise routine? Is it more of weight training? Mm-hmm. Is it outdoor sports? Is it cardio? What is it?
I'm going to say weight training. What do you say?
We both are the same boat.
Weight training. Okay, so then my next question would be, what body style type do you think that you are? Mesomorph, endomorph, ectomorph, mesoecto? Being more muscular or being more like a runner's body where it's like kind of built up and down?
Elite, I'm going to give you my assessment of elite because I'm not going to do it with my eyes. Elite definitely is more, I would say, you're more muscular. I wouldn't say you have a runner's body.
Yeah.
I think you have
my build.
I would say
Yeah. I would say the same exact word with Lori.
Yeah.
Definitely not a runner's body.
No.
Yeah.
Although, some people thought I had a dancer's body, but I have more mass than that.
Yeah, definitely. You're not scrawny like that.
No. Good. They're not scrawny,
I love to ask that because we tend to gravitate toward what our body types are. Mm-hmm. So for our listeners, if you're going, well, what in the heck is a mesomorph, an ectomorph, and an endomorph?
Yeah.
Those are typically the three body styles, and you can be a combination. And how you become that body type is based on your genetics, your parents.
Yeah.
So, usually people that are really good at long distance running, they have really narrow hips, they're low body fat.
Mm-hmm.
They are also, they have a hard time putting on muscle, but they burn fat very quickly. And then, the mesomorph, being what I am, and it sounds like both of you girls too, is that we have an easy time putting on muscle. Our body is more muscular. We have probably more curves, and strength is our strength and what we go for. But when we put on weight, it looks heavier on us because we've got the muscles too.
Exactly.
But we're able to burn the fat because of the muscles
we
have.
Right.
Yeah, and then the endomorph, it would be more like a Rosie O'Donnell, maybe an Oprah, where they tend to have a little bit harder time getting the fat off, so they almost have to work harder at getting, the muscle and the fat off, and they have curves and it's not that it doesn't have to be, but those are the things that are typically what different body styles and types are. So the reason I always ask that is based on people's bodies, I can usually know the answers, but we tend to gravitate toward that, but we actually need to spend more time on what we're not so good at.
That's
so for
true.
Us, I would agree with you. I would go for strength way before cardio, but it's probably more the cardio that we need.
Yeah.
Well,
we do every morning.
We do it too. Actually, we text each other. We chat every day.
45.
As we do cardio,
awesome.
And then I get off. I do my weights, and she does the same thing.
Yeah, that's good.
But you definitely have to have a 50-50 blend with that.
I think
definitely.
So.
Especially as we get older, because as we get older, especially us, we're over 50, it's easy to gain the pounds quicker than it was years ago.
Yeah. Oh, yes. I mean, I'm still working on my scooter weight, trying to get that off.
Yeah, it's very easy to gain the weight now than it was years ago. Years ago, chocolate I used to eat, no problem. I stay away from it now because any little thing I put in my body, I feel like I'm bloated.
Oh, yeah. Well, food has changed since we were young. food is not manufactured the way that it used to be.
I agree with that, but our bodies have changed, you know. We went through menopause already, and our body doesn't, like, you know, burn as it used to be, even though we work out every day.
But, you know, but what Tamalee is also saying is the fact that processed foods are more...
Oh, they're more processed now than ever.
It's definitely
more
on the counter and in your face.
Definitely.
When we were growing up, and we're all in the same age, we had one parent at home who was preparing the meals, and usually the meals were not fried. Usually there was some diligence in preparation.
Yeah.
It's not that way anymore.
No.
The whole system has definitely changed.
Yeah.
And even what you're thinking is healthy has been, you know, something
stripped
put in
of
it. And
yeah, stripped of it.
Yeah, so it's a totally different ball game. But I think there's more and more healthy places that are popping up with the cold-pressed juices. And I just saw a place that's coming in around the corner from my place that's a fast food. They call it a fast food, but it's all healthy fast food.
Really? Wow, that's great.
And I'm like, well, I can't wait to see this because that is great. I mean,
yeah,
I remember back in the day, do you remember when the – what were they called? All the different styles of, like, fashion cafe and all the different cafes were coming up. Well, at one point, Kathy Smith, Body by Jake, Richard Simmons, Jack LaLanne, and I all got together, and we had meetings on we were thinking about trying to put together a restaurant that was healthy.
Well,
And of course, all the people that know the business was like, you can't do that. People want French fries. People want this and that, and it'll never work. And
then
we realized that when you get that many fitness people in one room, who's going to be the alpha of saying, okay, this is what we're you know,
everybody.
Doing, so,
yeah.
But it was a lot of fun while we were meeting.
Yeah, while you're thinking about it.
But that's really a shame.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I always think that if you make a product attractive enough, it might get some traction. I mean,
I think that it would have been a huge success by now.
But you know what?
Huge, because you had big names behind
I
it,
think.
A. And now everything is healthy.
Well,
everybody's
the
into
places
the health
that it could
wagon.
Happen. Places that it could be successful, the West Coast and the East Coast.
Yeah, that's about
it.
I think that's
yeah.
That's where all the money
is. Yeah, it's not going to happen in Florida or the Midwest or Vegas.
Right.
No, oh no, definitely not.
No, not with those buffets.
But that's the shame of it because everything that's attractive, anything that's sexy is not necessarily good for you. And again, you know, I can't fault McDonald's and I can't fault like Burger King or anybody like that. It's up to us. We should know that, okay, if you have it, you know, once a month, it might not be the worst thing for you. If you have it every day, yes, it will be.
Yeah. I think a huge great idea is, because I've been to so many like of those parks, like Walt Disney World, Universal. There should be a health food restaurant in every single one of those parks because all they do is have bad food in every single one.
Yeah.
And they focus on it. If there was one person that opened up a health food, you know, a restaurant in there, it would make huge gains, huge.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, because you're walking around all day, you're eating fried food, you're eating bad food, and all it does is slow you down. If they eat the grains and they eat the good foods, they can go on and on and on all day in those parks. That's what they got to focus on. You want to walk around in the park all day with your kids?
Eat healthy. Food is medicine. I have a couple of really good friends that are nutritionists, and they change people's lives, getting them off all this medication just by having
just
them
by
eat
eating
the
right
food.
Right.
Yes.
But
it's amazing. I mean, it shouldn't be amazing. That's how it was way
been
back
known
in the day.
For years.
But
yes.
You know, to Elite's point, that will never happen in Disney for one reason, because when people are on vacation, you know, they're like, well, I could be, I've given myself permission to be bad. So you're on vacation, you don't want to worry about these things. Now, you and I and Tammy Lee, yes, we're going to be always thinking about,
but there's
this
a lot of people that are like us now that don't want to go out and have the fried chicken.
I hope you're right.
You know, but there is always a healthy option on the menu, but it's always a piece of chicken and a salad, okay? And people don't want to eat that. Constant chicken and salad. I mean, it's just if it was more well known and more in your face, people would gravitate to it. Just
and
the way it is.
I agree. But you have to it has to be sexy. It has to have a
They can make it sexy. It's very easy. Put Tammy Lee behind it. There you go.
Tammy Lee would
be the spokesman in these parks. How great is that?
Yeah, so while we're at it, why don't we make some of the parks more fun events that you can do instead of just sitting and riding? You can
like
do
hiking
like
and stuff.
Like put a wall that you can climb.
Fun things that make you challenge, you know, and that it's physically fit and Oh well,
exactly.
Let's change the world, girls.
I think we can. It's just it might not be necessarily when we want it to be, but you know all these little slow movements.
We can go on and on and on. But if you think about it, it all goes down to people getting sick and the world running with the pharmaceutical companies,
and that's where it ends.
It tends to go to that. But anyway.
But you know what I want to ask Tammy Lee, because this was shocking to me when she told me that Buns of Steel DVDs and videos are going to be going to archives, so you're not going to be able to. We're not going to be able to get them.
They're going in the vault.
Well, they are going in the vault. The classic. It's so complicated. That's why I'm going to do the book. Is that people don't understand? It's like how could this go away? I mean, it's an icon, and it is, but the product itself, the name Buns of Steel, anything of steel, so abs of steel, arms of steel, is all owned by Warner Brothers. And Warner Brothers, we know how big Warner Brothers is.
Oh, yeah.
And Warner Brothers could care less about this brand now.
Wow.
Because it's not making the millions that it was making them back in the day. So, but there's... Within the Buns of Steel titles, the first ones are called the Classics.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Classics, you will be able to get there somewhere because the guy that actually had part of the ownership to those, which is the creator, Greg Smithy, I hope that they will continue to put those out there.
Wow.
The Platinum, which is the series that is... is owned solely by Warner, and that's the one that I did. Well, I did them all, but so the Platinum is what's going to go in the vault. And then here's the sad thing is that the next series is called Total Toning, and those are being sold by people that should not be selling them.
Oh, geez.
So there's a whole like. There's a whole back end to it because I should be getting royalties on every single one that is sold that has my name on it.
Oh, you're
it
not?
It has my name on it because, you know, there are others that have, you know, like Gilad did, I think a Man of Steel or Abs of Steel for them.
Yeah.
And then there's a Lisa Hart that when they decided they wanted a younger, softer version, she came in and did she probably has at least 10.
Mm-hmm.
I have a total of 22. But, and what is happening is people are just copying and selling, Warner doesn't want to go and, you know, they could care less. But because I did everything the legally, the right way to do it, I licensed them back. I had to put up my own money to have them converted and put them out there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I paid them a royalty or a licensing fee. And now they're just like, I said, well, I don't want to pay this anymore because it's ridiculous. And now it's going, they're like, well, we don't want anything to do with it, so we'll just put them in the vault.
Wow.
I don't understand how they could think that it's number one, irrelevant. How could that? I mean, you mean one person can't figure out how they could repackage this and get it out there? I mean, I don't understand that.
They don't want to.
They don't want to deal with it because it's not selling the way that it used to. It's not making them the big bucks. They, you know, this even that department is. They're like this is. In fact, I don't even think that they do any fitness stuff anymore. They've gotten pretty much out of it. So unless somebody wants to give them, you know, $1 million to take it and do what they want with it, they're not interested.
Mm-hmm. What a shame.
So yeah, it really is. So that's why I'm like, guys, get your copies now. Get your copies because. Yeah, you'll have a piece of history.
Yeah, it's so true. You really will. I mean, that's like I said, when you had said that, I was like, well, maybe I'm misunderstanding something. I don't really. But that's really.
I know.
That's really a damn shame.
But you know what's funny, though? Yeah. The reason I say in the vault is because, speaking of Disney again, they take these old, like, Lady and the Tramp. They take it, they say, okay, grab your copies of Lady and the Tramp now because it's going in the vault and it won't be on sale anymore.
Really?
That's it.
Yeah.
But then you know what they do? 10 years later, they're saying, for a limited time only, they took out Lady and the Tramp from the vault and they're putting it on sale just for like 2 months. Limited time only. Grab your copy now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how they lure you out and they lure you in again.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
I guess it's just, you know, it's a scheme. It's like a buyer's, you know,
scheme. I don't like things like that.
But that's what they do. But I could see how Warner Brothers, you know, just wants to move on from it. Cause
And then I was kind of tossing around and said, you know, maybe I'll just go in and I'll make my own series. They're my workouts.
Right,
I'll just say it's called Still About the Buns. It's still about the basically shoot very similar to what I had given them, because exercise is exercise. I mean, you can't copyright a leg lift.
Right. So why don't you do that?
Well,
I understand her point, because it's so much competition out there.
Yeah, there's just so much out there, and
it really is.
You know, I really want to move on. It was good to me, and I'm so grateful for it. I'm so grateful for the opportunity to do and was to make a name for me out there, that people would trust me and like my workouts and be able to help them. So in a roundabout way, I still kind of am doing that. I'm speaking more on, I have a new topic that I'm going to be speaking about. It's called Align.
Yes.
Mind your mind and everything else will align. Because I see so many people that will go, okay, I've got to lose, you know, 10 pounds by this. And so they go on a diet and they do that. But then they're right back where they were within months from going off the diet. So if you don't plan on staying on the diet and doing the same thing day in and day out, then you're going to go back to it. Now, why do you keep going back to it? Because they're habits. Mm-hmm. And the only way you can change a habit is you have to make up your mind. You have to have in your mind and tell your brain, take action and change the habit.
Exactly.
And usually there's an emotional attachment.
Always an emotional thing.
Yes.
My line is, what is your barrier? What is holding you back?
Yes.
There's a barrier in your way. Yeah. Pull down the barrier and it's all yours.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So there's little exercises and bringing that to your attention and then acknowledging it, giving it thanks, and then letting it go. And you might have to do that every day for a while. But we won't change a habit until we stop doing the same things. You've got to try new things. And that's why people who stay in the box and they do the same thing, we think of like 60,000 thoughts a day. And every day we think the same thing every day.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the same thoughts instead of changing them or trying something totally new and different.
what is that expression? Hell is repetition, and it's just like, you know, you're repeating the same.
Yeah.
You know, get the same outcome if you just apply things exactly the same way. But that's hard for a lot of people to accept.
It is, and you know, I'm going to tell you, I deal with a lot of older women. Also, they are very set in their ways, and they feel like they can't change. This is the way I
that's
am.
The biggest mistake.
And I can't change. I can't change that. Why would I have to give it up now, you know? It's just these are the excuses I get every day.
Well, so is that change on what they're eating, what they're doing?
It's always
doing
the
physically?
Eating. It's the emotional eating.
Yeah,
it's
the
all eating.
Eating
emotional.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the way they do it. And it's so funny because me and Lori, when we're emotionally a wreck, we don't eat.
We don't eat.
We're both dissimilar.
Yeah.
We just don't eat.
We don't eat. But you know what? You know, again, most of what we do is behavioral. You know, there's usually a primal core to everything that we do. And for the most part, people that I think that overeat, it's always a comfort. It's always you go back to
food is comfort.
Right. And that's why it's, and I think, Tammy Lee, you agree with me, I think it can be an addiction. And it's the addiction that's in your face every day. You know, I mean, alcohol, you know, if that's your source of trouble, you can stay away from it. Anything else, you could probably stay away from. But food is something that we need to live, so it's a little harder.
Right.
Yeah. 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 So,
so this thing with the Align, is it a book? Is it a series?
No, it's not a book yet. It's just a 3-hour workshop. And it's kind of thinking about mind stuff. So one of the things that I do is I want you to give me 3 things about yourself, but you have to either start it with I will or I am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if I said, tell me 3 things about yourself, starting with either the I will or I am, what would that be?
Mm-hmm.
So typically they would say, I am strong.
Mm-hmm.
I will conquer this diet. I am kind. So what that is telling me is that if you start with the I ams is you own it.
Yeah.
You know it about yourself.
Yeah.
Right? And the I wills are you don't own it. You haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah, you're not
it's in the
threshold.
Future.
Yeah.
Right. And so it's changing things just by, you know, we've got to change our thoughts and our words. So another exercise would be I have them get up and I want them to introduce themselves to each other or talk about their body. So tell me something about your body. And typically people will say, well, overall, I really like my body. I'm not really happy with my thighs, but I really like my arms. And so we do this thing called delete. So when you hear something that was negative, you go, okay, delete and rephrase.
Oh, wow.
So let's rephrase that. So instead of saying, I don't like my thighs, is I am working on my thighs and they are getting stronger and more fit and they look great in my jeans. And so it's being more cautious of what it is that you're thinking and that you're saying. And then, of course, you've got to change the habit. You got to take the action.
It's programming the mind in the right way.
It's thought conversion, which is brilliant. And it's a brilliant way that you're starting it off with a positive. You're forcing the person to say something positive initially.
Right.
And then you have them right there.
Out of positive comes positive.
Well, that's exactly right.
You'll never get a negative from a positive.
Yeah.
Right. So if it's really hard to do, I've tried to do this myself, but it's staying in the moment of kindness and love and don't judge.
Yeah.
So I was talking to a friend of mine, and she's actually a angel intuitive, and I said, how do you not judge? Like, do you? I mean, you're human.
Yeah,
and she said, she goes, what I do now, and when I catch myself, I see somebody and I start to judge that, is I envision that I'm just going up to them and giving them a hug and she said, so for instance, if it was, because she too is very fed, and she says, well, say it's an overweight woman. She goes, I just go up and I hug her and I'm like, oh my gosh, it feels so good in her being hugged by her because she's got a lot of cushion and I just, you know, she turns it around. But it takes practice to do that. So I'm wondering if you tried that with your group of ladies of instead of focusing on the food and what they're eating, that you would turn that all around and have them focus totally on themselves and not the food.
Well, it's not only about food. It's, you know, between, you know, the problems in their life and the problems with the parents, and, you know, because they have older parents and, you know, they just, they find the comfort in the food because that's all they have to comfort them because they have their old, you know, elderly parents or the kids. It's always something. The food is, you know, their best friend is what it comes down to.
Look, life,
it'll always be.
Look, life, we're living life. It'll always be something.
Right. Food doesn't talk back to you. Food will always make you feel good.
Yeah, for a while,
Yeah, it doesn't answer you.
Yeah, that's true.
But you know, I don't know if you've ever seen the show Tammy Lee. I'm not a huge fan of reality shows. But did you ever see My 600-pound life? Have you ever seen that?
I didn't see it. Somebody told me about it though.
It's really incredibly, incredibly hard to watch because it takes you to so many layers of emotion. I mean, you're watching this person.
And they're all 600 and above pounds.
And you're talking about people that are literally prisoners
in their own body.
Of their bodies.
Yeah, their own bodies.
But you know what's interesting about it, and it speaks to what Tammy Lee is saying, it starts with the mindset.
Yeah.
It starts with the maybe trauma or abuse in their childhood, and then it just stems
escalates.
From there.
It escalates. Because food, as we just said, becomes their best friend.
They're hiding the emotion. They're blocking.
Yeah, that's what they did.
And they're not letting it out. And that's what will happen. I mean,
the doctor in this show actually makes them see a therapist. And that's when, you know, they talk about their emotions. And it's exactly what you talk about. You know, what makes you feel this way? Let's turn it into a positive. Why do you feel negative about it?
Yeah.
It's exactly what you just said.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's everybody has choices.
Yeah.
You can get up in the morning and you have a choice of is it going to be a good day or is it going to be a bad day? And you decide, okay, it's going to be a great day today. And then you get up and then you stub your toe.
Mm-hmm.
And that just sets you off. Well, okay, so you stub your toe. Instead of going, ow, that hurt, now it's put me in a different perspective of my day and going, I look at it and go, okay, I am supposed to slow down. Somebody wants my attention that I am supposed to slow down. And that was kind of, you know, this whole breaking the ankle thing. Part of it is probably my dealing of, well, with letting Buns of Steel go.
Interesting.
So, yes, I do. I really do because it's a part of me, and now you're putting me in the vault. But the flip side of that is, I will always be that brand.
Oh, absolutely.
I will always be the brand, and but at the same time, it's like when you think about all that you've done, and now somebody wants to put it in the vault, and what am I going to do now? Well, there's always things to do, but it just.
Is that Bruno?
Can
Cinderella?
You hear my dogs?
Is that just one dog?
No, it was both of them.
Well,
yeah, they're good watchdogs.
The truth is, I mean, you said it. I mean, of course, obviously, this has to hurt a little bit, and them, like, you know, putting things aside and you know, packaging part of your past up. But you created that, and
your name is always
going
to be.
There is never going to be a place in history that you don't have.
No, you are the Buns of Steel, no matter what.
Yeah.
And that's really
It's just, but it got my attention. I mean, it truly did. It made me stop and think, and that's why, you know, when people choose, you know, 600 pounds. I look at that as I don't look at it as, I mean, as initially, because it's physical, you see that as,
mm-hmm.
wow, that is a fat person. But what that is wow, this person has so many deep emotional issues,
yes,
that they're living
much.
In the past, and they're not living in the moment or in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the power to change that around.
Mm-hmm.
They so have the power. We all do.
Oh, yeah. It's never too late.
Yeah, you know,
mm-hmm.
never too late.
That's the thing that I always think is, we're going to be here. As long as we're here, there's room to fight, and there's tomorrow, and we need to do it. Because, you know, what else do we have?
That's,
you know, just...
Yeah, I like to say we're born, and we come into this world, and we're going to die, and
absolutely.
We'll leave the world.
Mm-hmm.
But it is what we are doing in between
that
is that really our journey, and what counts and what is what we're here for. So if you didn't like what you did yesterday, guess what? There's a new day,
mm-hmm.
and
forget
you have the
on.
Choice. Exactly. People live in the past.
Yeah.
That's why I said we think the same things day in and day out. Why? That's the past. I don't want to. If I can manifest things, why am I thinking about the worst thing that could happen instead of the best thing that could happen?
That's exactly, you know, Tammy Lee, my theory is always when there's something distressful in my day, and I have to say, for the most part, I live like a rock star. I don't have any problems
That's
in my
awesome.
Day. I mean, everything, I always say, everything that I do is a God bless. But on those moments where I do have something that does trouble me, and I'm getting into that area where I could escalate, I think to myself, if this is not going to be important when I close my eyes the last time, it's not going to be important now. So if I'm not going to think
yeah.
about it as I'm leaving here, it's going to go. I don't care.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. I read something yesterday where it was, if you could wake up tomorrow and all your dreams were answered, what would that look like? And what would it feel like? So why not just start living like that?
Yeah. But see, that's the whole thing. I always think to myself, how many cars can I drive at the same time? How many houses can I live in the same time? I'm happy the way my I wouldn't. And, you know, Alita always laughs at me.
Yeah.
If she said, if you won $50 million tomorrow, would your life change? Would you work the same amount? Yeah, it wouldn't change one bit.
Yeah.
Not one
yeah,
bit.
Yeah. Why?
I'm happy.
Why would it?
Yeah.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah,
that
it's
is
just,
awesome.
I would retire.
She
just
would
want
retire.
You to let you know.
Yeah, I'd find a new
and
host
that's
to my
fine
show.
Too.
Yeah. Well, before
great,
we say goodbye to you, and you know that you always,
it's always fun talking
you know what,
to
and
you.
This is why if you ever doubt where you're going to be, I mean, she's such an inspirational woman,
yeah.
and you could just see the lives she touched, and will continue to. Regardless of video sales and knives, she will continue along this course.
Mm-hmm.
But before you go, is there anything else that you would like to talk about that we haven't hit?
Gosh, I don't think so. We've kind of covered a lot. Was there something? I don't even know.
This is usually what I say. This is we tell the guests to go plug themselves. This is the time. But I think we did cover everything. But I just didn't want
to
just
no. I don't. I have
something.
Nothing to plug other than I just really hope people would just be kinder to themselves and to others, and pay it forward.
Absolutely.
And that one person can't change the world, but one person can certainly change their world by just changing their attitude and being kind. And we all have choices. Just make the right choice.
Yeah, that's our philosophy.
That's exactly right. And, you know,
yeah.
it takes a village, and it's all of us. And it's like, you know,
yes.
Mother Teresa had a great quote that I always love to quote her. If there's no peace in this world, it's because we've forgotten we belong to each other.
Yeah.
And that's really
yes,
it. And
that is so true.
And that's really where
that
it stems
so
and begins, you know. And if you're ever in New York, let me come into my studio and let me look at that ankle of yours if you're ever in New York.
Absolutely. In fact, I am trying to get to New York.
Yeah.
I speaking of when you're like, what else am I doing? I've actually got connected with a company called Arctic Cool.
Oh.
And this company is the original guys, two gentlemen, are out of New York. And this is how it all came down. One got cancer.
Mm.
and almost died. And but he made it through, and but he was having, as us women have experienced, hot flashes from all the chemo. And he's like, I want to have a shirt that doesn't, that I'm not sitting here sweating in. So they came up with this technology that's in this, these shirts, that whisks the sweat away from your body. And if air is against it, so if you're outside or a fan's blowing on it, it dries it.
Oh, wow.
And so they only want to sell it on online. It's arcticcool.com. But you, it was interesting because they hired this company to market it. And it, and the reason they can keep the prices down is because they're not going to retail.
Right.
So you can only get this online. So they thought that they were going to compete with like the Lululemon and Armour, Under Armour. And when the company got it and they did a survey, they're like, look, this is for like 45 plus. And that's who was purchasing it. So, my publicist said to them, you know what, let's have Tammy Lee look at this. I think she would be a perfect fit. And so I said, well, send me the product. I tried it out. I loved it. And I did extra with Mario Lopez. And I did his radio show. This was just like maybe 3 weeks ago. And then so now what they want to do is to get me on some of the networks, you know, in New York.
Sure.
And that's what we're working on so that we can share it. And it is great. I mean, if you're going through menopause, you want this.
Yeah.
If you are just outside in the hot sun and you're gardening, you want this.
Wow.
And in fact, I'll be loading up. I just did a video for them. I produced a video that I'm in, and it's just basically the lifestyle of how Arctic Cool fits into my lifestyle. And I'm going to be loading, I'm going to post it on Monday. Check out my Facebook.
Yeah.
My Facebook page. I got a couple of them over there, and it will be on there. But yes, girls, I'm going to be coming to New York, and I'm going to be seeing you in person and give you both big hugs.
Absolutely. And thank you so much for your time. And yeah,
it's been a pleasure.
Give me all the information. That sounds like it's a great thing. You talk about making lemonade out of lemons. That's a wonderful thing that he does. Oh, my
definitely.
God. That is beautiful.
Yeah, and they're coming up with some more different styles because I said, hey, we need some long sleeves. Us women, you know, after a certain age, don't mind some long sleeves.
Yeah, like
too.
To show their
so,
arms, yeah.
Yeah, and but yeah, we're gonna make this happen. But you
good.
Girls, thank you so much for what you do,
thank you.
And for having
thank
me and inviting me. This is my second time, so thank you.
Guest. She really is.
What a wonderful guest she is, and just such so generous with her time, and it just and that sounds like it's a great product. That sounds like a great product, no?
Definitely.
But she'll give us the information tomorrow, and we'll put it on. On my Facebook, on our Facebook wall, but Tammy Lee Webb, and she's just a delight and an inspiration.
A lot of fun to talk to.
Yeah, and
a lot
an inspiration.
Of fun to talk
and
to.
And that really stinks that that's happening. But you know, this is.
We'll always know who she is, though. No matter what, there's
something that.
And I could see her point. Why invest all that money? In, you know, there's so much competition out there,
and
everything now is online.
But you know, this is the thing. You know, her product was. I look at it as it's a tree. There are several branches that will always come
of
out
course,
of that.
Of
and
course.
You know what? It's again, she's not in for the money. She's in for
right to help the people.
To help people.
And still is. So.
And still is. And what a wonderful lady she is. And our sponsors will get plenty, plenty mad.
Go ahead.
And speaking of Mario Lopez, he was in our favorite magazine.
Muscle Sport
magazine. They did a great interview with him a couple of years ago. Had a nice, I have it in my waiting room too, in Muscle Sport magazine. It's all meat, no filler. That's what they deliver. They deliver what you want in a magazine, what you want in content. We don't, you know what, if I have to go through a magazine and sort through, and this is what I've done, I've gone through page after page of endless supplements, I end up not looking at the magazine. I end up tossing
no,
it.
It's so boring.
I just can't do that.
Too much.
I want it old school. That's what the
you
way they give it.
You want to hear some stories.
Muscle Sport Mag, $32 a year.
Nothing.
Please. Free delivery.
Chump change.
You cannot beat it, Muscle Sport Mag. Like them on Facebook if you haven't. Follow them on Instagram. They have over 28,000 followers, I do believe. And just a good magazine to keep on hand. Muscle Sport Mag. And who else do we love, Lady Ziegelman?
Oh, you know who we love.
Topperson.
Woohoo!
We love them. They love us. Bruisers love them more. And you know why, people? It's an accelerant to healing. It doesn't cool. It doesn't heat.
And
it
doesn't
camouflage
smell.
The pain. It's not supposed to. Pain is a God bless, Elise.
Yes.
You hear me? Pain
God
is a
bless.
God bless. It's letting you know, hey, something's wrong.
Yes.
Something is wrong, and you got to take care of it. And this is what Muscle Sport Cream does. This is what Topperson does. And it's got a garden variety of many different sports cream. It's got the afterburn cream. It's got the foot
fibromyalgia.
It's got the foot formula. Wait a second.
Regular.
It's got the junior. We always
forget
about the junior.
We never forget about the junior. We always
do. We always mention it?
Yes.
And then it has one more. What did I forget? Oh, I know. I remember at one point they were actually going to have a dog and cat.
I'm sure they will.
They should. Something probably stopped that because that was like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, if you ever get a bruise, put it on and you will see it go from blue, black to yellow, 24 hours.
Time.
Topperson. Go to their page, like them, go to their website, and often you probably get a discount if you mention our name. She's raising the bar. And you can always look for us on Fitness Friday on their Facebook page. And Lucky Luigi Paradise always on with us at least once a month. So that's it, the show.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's the show.
Excellent show.
Thank you again to Tammy Lee, who is just a wonderful, wonderful woman.
Lots
and just,
of fun.
You know,
lots of fun.
Fighting the good fight.
So much
fight
in common
just,
with her, you know?
Yeah, and just a good woman and, you know, certainly very modest, very humble,
mm-hmm.
and that's the sign of a true spirit. So
yep.
We thank her. She'll be on again, and I also thank the lady who makes this show possible with me every week.
Well,
the
thank
lovely
you.
Elise Ziegelman.
And who else? My Lori Towers.
Thank you, darling.
The magic of the show.
And mostly, thank you for the
listening.
Audience listening for 4 years. And
they're our co-hosts.
You know what? That's a nice way of saying it. They are actually our co-hosts. And
took it from Wendy Williams.
But that's okay. It works.
It's true,
it
though.
It applies.
That's the truth.
So in the spirit of going out and doing something kind, everybody do that. Just if you can't be nice, if you can't do something, don't be negative.
No.
I mean, that's it. Just walk away and just try to give a smile where there is none, and I think that's the best thing you could do in this climate. So go out, make it a good day, give somebody a hug that deserves it, or even if they don't deserve it, and we will see you here next week at this time.
Take it away, Nina.
Take it away, Nina. Nina taking it away?